And Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, there should be a special schus for Yisrael Daniel ben Shenadine, Yisrael Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Matzei Yadav, and Refuah Shechayu Chebet Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basia. We are continuing this Yad HaDishmai, our series of Shiurim in the Mishnayis Kelim. Meret HaMishnah, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Pika Shel Matechet, a metal spindle knob. Rabbi Akiva Mitameh V'Chachamim Mitahavim. Rabbi Akiva says that it's susceptible to impurity, and Chachamim say it is not susceptible to impurity. Pika is a katul kadan, katan nakul, a ball, a small ball with a hole, that you use b'rosh plachat tviyah when you spin something, a spindle, the knob for this spindle, k'dei lahachbido, zimu shel matechet, if it's of metal, the din is that there's a machlokas, whether it's tameh or tahor. Rabbi Avadia Mibartinur HaKotev K'min Kadur Katan Akuv Bemtza Shemesimot HaNashim B'Rosh HaPlach Shetavot Bo K'dei Sheichbad, in order to make it heavier. They put this ball on top. Rabbi Kiva Mitamei says, Rabbi Avadia, the Kvei Matros Sheyesh Lo Shem B'fnei Atzmohu V'tamei, because it's a metal utensil that has its own name and therefore it's Tamei. K'mo Sheshaninu Leo B'mishna Bet Kol Kvei Matchot שיש לו שם בפני עצמו, תמי. אבל חכמים סוברים שאין לפיקה שם בפני עצמה, שכן המילה פיקה משמשת לכל חפץ כדורי. So anything that's כדור, you call it פיקה. Want to play some פיקה? Want to play ball? רבי עבד ידע אין לו שם בפני עצמו, אלא שם לוואי. Doesn't have its own name. It always has a name with it. פיקה של קוש. O pika shelo sodav v'shi meshamesh eslo. So it always is accompanied by another name. It doesn't have its own shame. It's not makabel tuma. O mitzupe tehora. Vima pika. Rak mitzupe. Vima techet. Vihi atzma asuya me'etz. Harei hi tehora ledivrei hakol. Mishim shorchim achar ikar hakli. And the Iker Kli is Pshute Kli Eitz, and we don't follow the Tzipui. Rabbi Avadia Imi Shel Eitz Umitzupe B'Matechet Tamei, because the Iker is the wood, and the wood, Pshute Kli Eitz Artor, Tehoilin. Hakush. Hakush is a spindle, that's the mot, that's like the rod, She'alav nikrach hachut hatavui, in which you wrap around the thread. Rabbi Avadia palach she'anashim tovot bo. Az hu achelik ikri she'plach hatviya, zeh mot hasui mi'etz o matechet. Hamistovev b'shat hatviya, kach she'asivim nishzarim lechut, v'nikrachim saviv hakush. So if it's made of mateches, then it's makabel tuma. V'ha'ima, ima is a distaff. It's a long stick that you wrap around the raw wool in order to spin it. So the threads of tzemer go from the ima to the kush, and there they're made into thread. V'hamakel, makel shemanhigim bo behima, it's made of matechet. and you use it to lead the animal. So it's a kli tashmish of a person. Rabbi Avadia shel matechet tameh, ha'il v'adam rodeh bo ot ha'beima, ke'kli asui l'tashmish adam hu v'chashuv. L'tashmish adam hu v'chashuv. It's considered a kli tashmish for a person, because this is what you use to lead the animal. V'simponia. Min klei negina. It's interesting. We say in English a symphony. So that's from here. It's actually a pasuk in Daniel, chapter 3, verse 5. B'yidana ditishmun kol karna psanterin. So that's like a psanter we have today. An organ, like a piano. Symphonia. V'chol zanei zimra. And a symphony, this kli negina, an old type zemer v'chalil, all of these kelim. Chalil is what we also call today a chalil. So they're all tamei u'mitsupim, but if they're mitsupe, mateches, then they're tahor, because the ikar kli is asumei eitz. Symphonia, shamanu, depends if it's made of metal or if it's plated. Im yesh ba beit kibul knafayim, if a double flute, it's translated in English as a double flute. But this kli negina, whatever it is, if it has a receptacle for wings, which are parts that are make the sound beautiful, Benkach u'benkach tmeim, because we know that even if it's kliyates that have a kli kibble are tame. These knafayim are chalakim ktanim ken knafayim shemechaburim la simponia kedei l'seya b'hashmat kol anigun. B'shat ha'negina, when you play the negina, you shake these knafayim, and that makes the music beautiful. What a bracha that Hashem gave us in our world. We have music. We shouldn't take it for granted. And that we can hear the music. Also nice. Yimasuba simponia beit kibul achnasat hakafayim b'kabel tuma, even if it's made of eitz, as Rabbeinu Rabbi Ovadia explains. So Baruch Hashem, we have the Pshat HaPashut in Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav. And now we go to the beautiful Sefer, Yad Avram, written by Rabbi Tanzer, who's a Choshev Rav in South Africa, Shlita. So he brings the Perish HaMishnayis. The Perish HaMishnayis is Pilesh, the Chachamim Oimrim, She'en Lashem Bifnei Atzma, Afilu Amaradim Apika Lo Yada Le'ezah Dover, Ha'ol V'zeh Hashem Nofel Al-Kol Gal Gal Agul. Every ball is called a pika. Since every ball is called a pika, when someone says a pika, you don't know what he's talking about. So it doesn't have its own shame. It goes along with the shame levai. Achi omra pika shel kush. Hinei lios la shame levai lo tamei. So if it has a shame levai, it has an accompanying name, it doesn't have its own shame, it's not mekabel tuma. So that's Pshat Mechacham, and that's Elecham Ramatayer, because it doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzma. In the Mishnah Beis, in order to become Tame, it needs to have the Chashivas of a shame b'fnei atzma. But here it doesn't have it, only has a shame Levi. So, that being the case, then what's Pshat Rabbi Akiva? How's Rabbi Akiva Metame? So, Rabbi Avadia writes, Rabbi Akiva's Mekame, the Tklei Matchitz, Shiyesh Lo Shem Bifnei Atzmo. And Chachamim say that it doesn't have a Shem Bifnei Atzmo. So our Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim arguing in the Metzias, could that be? Machlokas be Metzias? Usually we say that there's no Machlokas in the Metzias, just verify what the Metzius is. Google it. It has a shame levi, or it's a shame of Neatzma. Like, what's the problem? So we have to say that they're arguing about the essence of shame b'fnei atzma. It would appear that nobody argues that we require shame b'fnei atzma, like we see in Mishnah Beis. But they're arguing about the quality of this name. Yesh lachkor b'din shem zeh. Im haynu mishum shuhu gilui al hachefetz shu kli, lo rak chelek min hakli. Is this revealing that this object is itself a kli, and it's not just part of the kli? Or maybe no, there's another aspect. That is, that it can't be shelo yitochen shum kli ba'olam bilti im kulam b'shemus yikaru. That it's not just a gili on the chefetz, that it's a kli, and not only chelik me'akli, but rather you can't have a kli unless it has a name, in order that the buyers and the workers know what we're talking about. And that's part of Torah's Kelim. That's part of the world of Kelim. And this again goes back to Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Beis it says, Kol kli matchis sheyesh l'shem b'fnei atzmoi, tamei. Any kli matchis that has its own name is tamei. Rambam, in Perek Tes, Halach Aleph writes, Kol kli matchis sheyesh l'shem b'fnei atzmoi, mekablim tumah. V'chol klei matchis, sheyesh lo shem levai, if it has a shem b'fnei atzmo, it's mekabel tuma. If it has a shem levai, if it has an accompanying name, einoi mistame b'fnei atzmo, it doesn't become tame on its own, independently. Why? Mipnei shehu kimiktsas kli. It is a partial kli. So we have to understand, if the shem b'fnei atzmo is a sign that is a kli b'fnei atzmo, or it is not sufficient that you have a kli b'fnei atzmo, but rather we require another din, and that is that it should have a shem b'fnei atzmo, shma garim, it's the name that causes it. Is it a simen that it's a kli b'fnei atzmo, that it has its own name, or Shma Garim, the name gives it the chashivus of a kli. The Rambam writes, Mipnei shu kimiktsas kli. So it's mashma that the very fact that it doesn't have a name is a chisorin b'toiras kli shebo. And so, Chazan Ish says, that it lacks a toiras kli. It's not chaser b'tsuras kli. There's no lacking in the etzem, in the very vessel itself, in the utensil itself, but rather the fact that it doesn't have a name is a chisaron in the toiras kli shebo. And so is Mashman the Rash, who brings from the Bryson Sifri Zuta, שומר אמר דובר ריבוס הכלים התלויים בשמיסיהם ומשמשים בשם מסחרים כן כן שלפני המיטה וכל שם הנוירו. So there he brings from a pasuk dovel that it's a thing. So it's a din mesuim in dover that has to have a shame kli in addition to it being a tashmish kli. It has to have a shame kli. That's called dover, then it's a thing. That's why it says Dabri Bisakel Matzlim Bishmasim, that's Tali in their names. And Mishamshim Bisharis Acherim. And they use other names. But Akopanami learns from the word Davar that it has to have a shame. The shame is what gives it its chashivos. And therefore it's a dover, ayin sham in the rash. So, that could be true, that if it lacks a name, then it lacks its tiras kli. It needs a name to have a Toretz Kli. That's what gives it, that's what makes it a Dover. However, Yesh Levarer B'Yisod HaDin Im Hainu Machmas Etzem Hashem U'Shekoveya is the Etzem Shem what establishes its Toretz Kli, that gives it the status of a Kli. Or maybe Lav Hachiyu Ela De Giluyu Shirak Miktas Kliyu Veino Bemis Kli. Now this is Megala, this Shem is Megala that it's not really a Kli. And then Afkamina will be in a case where you have a Shem Bifnei Atzmo, but you know that it's not really a Kli Bifnei Atzmo, it's only a Miktas Kli. Is it Makabel Tumah or not Makabel Tumah? If the shame is Kovei, it has a shame. But if it's just a Gilui, the lack of shame is a Gilui that it's a Miktas Kli, and a shame means that it's a real Kli, but if you know that it's a Miktas Kli, then the shame is going to help you. So we know that it needs a shame for Toretz Kli. But what's the purpose of this shame? Is this shame itself Koveya? Or is this shame Megala to you that it's a Kli? And the Nafkamina would be that if you know that it's only a Miktas Kli, then it doesn't mean anything. Shame doesn't help you. The shame doesn't, they give it a shame Kli. So the Rambam writes, it's kemiktas Kli. Veloshe b'met yesh chisaron Kli. Rak shmo de kogorin. Hashem ken divrei haraivit. Writes, kol ma shekasav mishum sheyesh lo shem b'fnei atzmo, mishum she'en lo shem b'fnei atzmo. אני איני טוילויס בשם אלא טוהרם בני שאינו משמשים בפני עצמם כלום. על ידי חיבור עם המשאב הטמאים בני שמשמשים בפני עצמם. So it's gewaldic, the Raivid is clear that he holds that the Kriyas Shem is just a gilui on the Shimush HaKli. It just shows you that that this is a real Kli. The shame is just a Gili. Whereas according to the Rambam, no. The shame is Be'etzem, that's what gives it a Toretz Kli. And the Rambam says it's K'miktas Kli, it's not that it's really a Miktas Kli. Because it doesn't have a shame, B'fnei Atzmo, it's a Miktas Kli. And the Raivid holds it's all Talui in the Shimush HaKli. That if you use the Kli, independently, then it has Chashivus, and the Shem is a Gili on it. So that's what we learn in Mishnah Beis. So now to come back here, we can ask the following shaila. Im haynu mishum shu gilui al ha-chefetz shu kli? Is this shame revealing that the chefetz is a kli? Or no? It needs to have a name. The name is what gives it its chashivas. It's not just a gilui on the kli. It's not just megala to you, this shame, that it's a kli b'fnei atzmo. But it needs to have a shame, be'etzem. That's chelik mitoras kelim. So apparently this would be a nafgamina with regard to the machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. That according to Rabbi Akiva, we just need a gilui, a raya, that it's a kli gamur. And even though it's not clear what pika he's talking about, sof-sof, it's definitely a shame b'fnei atzma. Rabbi Akiva says tamei, because the fact that it has a shame shows you that it's a kli gamur. Even though you don't know which type of pika he's talking about. Like the Rambam writes, Das Chachamim, you don't know which pika he's talking about, because every ball is called a pika. Because the Chachamim hold that it needs to have the chashivas of its own shame. And that's all b'toras dover. And Rabbeinu Chaim talks about this as well in Perek Yud, Halacha Tesvav, B'da'as HaRambam. Ayin Sham. So according to the Chachamim, you need a din, it's a din miyuchad, that it has to have Torah's kelim. Behind shem shu nikar bo b'shimusha o mekach u'memkar, it has to have a name. Not a name, it doesn't have the chashivas of tumah. Not a chashiv enough kli. And therefore you need a shem, ha-moira al-malacha pratis, sha-kli nikar bo eze malacha hu oise. But according to Rabbi Akiva, you just need a raya that it's a kli gamur, and that it's used for something. Even though you don't know what pika he's talking about, doesn't matter. It's enough that you call it a pika. And the fact that you say pika, and you know they're talking about some type of ball, so that shows that it has the chashivas of a kli maisa. You're using it for something. But according to Chachamim, the fact that you use it for something, that it's an independent kli, isn't enough. It needs its own shame. So then when you say pika, you don't know what pika you're talking about, so it doesn't have enough chashivas, it's not mekabel tumah. The Akiva says, no, you call this a pika, you call that a pika. The very fact that you call it a pika means that it's a gili, that it's a kli maisa, and that suffices for us. It's interesting that the Rambam in the Yad in Perek Yud Ayilchi at Gimel writes, "Pika shel mateches tohayra lefi shehi mishameshes es ha'itz." This pika of mateches is tar. Why? Because it serves the wooden part of the. The spindle. So why does the Rambam give a different reason? The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah says that a pika is tar because it doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzma. And here the Rambam says because it's just mishameshes es ha'etz. It just serves the wooden part of the spindle. Why does the Rambam go off from the reason he said in the Parish of Mishnah? And the Mishnah Achron is already omit on this. That's a Tzarech Iyun, which will leave that question hanging fire. And Yitz Hashem, we will hopefully revisit this. And we have a lot to talk about. Sweetest friends, Maseches Kelim is a an olam bifnei atzmo. It's mamish a world of understanding and knowledge. Nashreinu shezachinu that we were able to learn this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie Samas Baruch.